This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. On Sunday, the Dallas Morning News named 91-year-old Max Glauben its Texan of the Year for, quote, his tireless work recognizing the importance of triumphing over hatred. Glauben's a survivor of Nazi extermination camps. He was only 14 when he and his family were rounded up in the Jewish ghetto of Warsaw and shipped in a boxcar to the Majdanek concentration camp. Every family member died. Max became an orphan. We talked with Glauben, who helped create Dallas's Holocaust and Human Rights Museum. It moved into its new home earlier this fall in the West End of Dallas. Glauben's been asked many times how he managed to survive.
Lied, rob, but not kill, but able to do it in a nice way in order to sustain life.
So what's a nice way to survive by robbing and stealing and not getting caught? Because you managed to do that.
If you are a good person, let's say you are sleeping next to a man that was able to obtain a loaf of bread. And I'm laying next to him and I don't have anything. Now, I am robbing him by maybe taking the bread and I don't have a knife and I'm breaking off a piece and I'm eating it, which means I'm committing an act of robbery, but it's an act that you do for survival. Do you understand what I mean?
One might think a lesson had been learned after World War II, and yet we see on an almost daily basis demonstrations of inhumanity or just anti-Semitism.
We opened the museum on the 18th, and I think to date, the other day, were over 36,000 people. I was in the museum yesterday, and believe me, there were very few dry eyes and very few when they realized that I was one of them that was in there, came over there, wanted to hug me, wanted to shake my hand, wanted to take a picture, which means that through education, you can solve the problems. If you go to a grocery store, you buy a bag of potatoes. If one potato is rotten when you take it home, by the time you open it up in 3 or 4 days, all the others were rotten. The solution is that when you buy the bag of potatoes, pull them all out, check them, separate the rotten ones. That's what we have to do through education. Weed out the ones that could cause a problem and educate them. I listened to two young men, one that was a converted Jewish guy and the other one that was with KKK, and he was invited to a Friday night service, and eventually he became a good person. So it goes to show you, one-on-one, we are angels. Put us in a big group, and we could become a lynch mob.
What tells you that your efforts will help solve or eliminate that lynch mob mentality?
When I go in to the theater that we have and I speak to a group and I get a standing ovation and I can answer the questions to satisfy their inquiry, this is my award, and I know that I make a difference.